Okay, so talk about the fourth quarter of that game. You were fantastic. I mean, there's no other way to say it. You had 13 points. That last second shot was amazing.
Like I said straight after the game, I mean, the beauty about playing with Diana and Cappy is that everyone's so focused on them, it really opens things up, and that's all I was trying to do was penetrate, make sure that I was being aggressive, going to the basket, trying to get fouls, you know, trying to get something happening, because I felt like throughout the game at times we were really stagnant, so just trying to get some movement to the basket. But like I said, they're always so focused on what Cappy and Diana are doing and stopping them that it leaves me a lot of space inside.
So is it one of those situations where, I promise two questions, also,
okay.
Where you felt like their shot just wasn't happening and you felt the need to step it up a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of this team. We have so many offensive threats. So when everyone has their nights at different times, and they're a great defensive team and they're very focused on those two. And I don't think that's going to happen again, for sure. I mean, people like Diana don't have two, and I don't think she played bad in any way, but scoring-wise, just not as many as usual, so that's never going to happen again. Too good for that, so I don't expect it to be a similar game at all tonight.
So you did that online chat the other day, and uh-huh. I was reading through that, and somebody asked a great question comparing this team to the 2017, mm-hmm. and you responded talking about the defense.
Yeah.
And how it's... can you just talk a little bit more about that? Maybe
yeah.
Re-answer.
Well, 2007, we played a lot of zone. Mm-hmm. We played the Rover, the 3-2 zone, and it worked fantastically for us, I think. But also, over the last couple of years, having played that zone, teams have learnt how to work against it, find little gaps in it. Not we have any. And you know,
there's always gaps in it.
Yeah. So they've had a chance to work and play more against it. And at this point, Corey's gone and changed... our look, you know, he's got a lot more off defensive looks where we're switching, we're trapping, we're playing the pick and roll differently, and that's created a lot of uncertainty teams playing against us. Cappy loves my bag. Yeah, so...
any comments on Cappy's hair?
I love it. Awesome. Just got the Sydney Opera House on there today. But yeah, I think that's the main difference, and I think we have a really deep bench as well this season.
You know, watching the team throughout the year, the defensive schemes have changed. Sometimes it's emphasizing trapping, sometimes going under the screens,
yeah.
sometimes playing straight up, sometimes more zone, sometimes less zone.
Yeah.
Do you feel like at this point in the season, the team is able to, whatever he calls, you can execute defensively?
Yeah, I think so. I think... during phases through the last the game, we were a bit flat-footed and not as aggressive as we'd like to be. That's definitely something that we've worked on, and we're going to look at changing in this game. Yeah.